You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time now for the 5 o'clock shadow. And with me from Sanlam Private Wealth in Johannesburg is Nick Kunze. Nick, you took a completely, in my opinion, unjustifiable few days off ahead of Christmas and a New Year or whatever holiday you want to describe it as. Can you see things clearly now? The rain has gone.
Lindsay, good evening. No, talk about timing. No, it was. There's been a lot of stuff to digest. I mean, you got to say it's been a little bit sort of coming around. You know, the markets run hard. Up until the end of last week, S&P's up 25% year to date. Yeah. You know, we've got 3 weeks here before the guys shut their doors and head home after. It's been a very good year if you're offshore. But the other blue, we had realizations that maybe the trade wars, in inverted commas, as phase one rubbish is actually not really there. A little bit of saber rattling here and there. We had the NATO, some very amusing videos doing the rounds with Mr. Trump.
Yes, that thing with Boris Johnson, Princess Anne, Emmanuel Macron, and the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, all not sniggering or giggling, but certainly not painting Mr. Trump's performance in a very favorable light.
Apparently cancelled the news conference and stormed out like a naughty schoolboy that he is. So we had all these sort of geopolitics and all this sort of stuff. And I think I'm sure listeners and people listening to your show will remember that about 6,000 of these Dow Jones points rally upwards in the last 18 months is the back of, in inverted commas, trade war optimism. There's a deal coming, guys. There's a deal signed. We're going to sort this out.
That's rubbish,
for all intents and purposes, it's complete rubbish. They're nowhere near a deal. I think that started to sort of set in yesterday, plus some ISM numbers that were rolling over the last few days. And as you pointed out in the beginning, it really hasn't been a great few days. But saying that, a bit of green on our screen today, a bit of a bounce back. I mean, nothing goes up or down in a straight line. So at the moment, a little bit of, I guess, what traders call a bit of a risk-on sort of day. And the Rand, I'm sure we'll talk about it, but surprisingly strong, bucking the trend.
Yes, indeed. S&P currently, the futures, that is, up around about 0.8% or 25 and a bit points. So let's have a look at the backdrop to what you've just said and have a look at my SENS announcements. We'll talk about Signia in a moment, but let's have a look at the market data and see what that Rand is doing, because it's gone into the 1450s. It's one of the, well, it probably is in the last month, the strongest emerging market currency. So well done to the mighty Rand.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, 1459 is the dollar Rand. The British pound against the Rand, 1914, and the euro Rand is 1619 with the euro dollar. It got a weaker US dollar, so that's why, one of the reasons why the Rand is stronger. 110.95 is the euro-dollar exchange rate. In the United States of America, the Dow Jones is up 177 points, or 0.2%. The S&P is up 0.7%. The NASDAQ up 2/3. FTSE in London, slightly higher. DAX up 1.1%. CAC 40 in Paris up 1.4%. And so it goes on. The gold price down $4 per ounce to $14.73. The platinum price is $903, down 7.5%. And Brent crude oil is $63.45. Stock Exchange News Service. I noticed Signia came out with their results. I mean, here's a South African company that is progressive when it comes to fund management. I think that's the best way to describe it because of its enigmatic leader, Magda Vizichka. And what did you make of the numbers? I thought they were quite chunky.
Yeah, they weren't bad at all. And it just shows that even in this tough operating environment, you know, people still wanting exposure and still wanting exposure to assets locally, although quite a bit of it was driven from its offshore assets. But a very good set of numbers, actually. But we saw that with Coronation recently and a couple of others last month that, you know, the guys are still making the brokerage is still being charged. Obviously, a big push as well from ETFs. They've been pushing a lot into some of the more passive investing arm. And that seems to be paying dividends as well now.
Assets under management and admin of $238.4 billion as of the 30th of September. That's up 7.1% from the previous comparable period. Revenue of $508.1 million, up 20.4%. Profit after tax up 24.7%. Earnings per share up 24.9%. And these are good numbers in tough times.
Very good numbers.
Really are. Anyway. Love them or hate them, Signia is doing rather well. Anything else company-wise today? I noticed Grand Parade selling off a bit of its whopper, and that is, of course, Burger King. I thought that was their flagship.
Oh, just, It's so the fast food business in South Africa is so difficult with where margins are being squeezed, with a consumer. We saw the economic data, the GDP, a couple of days ago. It's a tough space. And I think we spoke last week on your show. I think it was either Tiger Brands or one of the other food, Astral Foods as well. The same tough environment with, and quite frankly, I don't know how much the drought or et cetera is going to affect the likes of Grand Parade, but just a tough space, you know, really, really difficult. And that looks like it's not going to shoot the lights out. But you asked what else I saw. I saw Accelerate Property Fund. Did you have a chance to look at that as well?
No, I didn't. I saw Bell Equipment with their trading statement, but not the property fund. Whenever I see property, I sort of switch off because I don't understand it. But carry on, please. And also then we'll go to the Sanlam operational update, which boosted the share price somewhat.
Yeah, so we had there was the biggest move. I'm just looking at it now on the sort of the leaderboard to the downside. Top that was almost down 20% at one point. Again, reiterating, you got to be so careful in these property shares. A lot of people talk about the yield on them and how much they're returning, and they're all looking so cheap, but here's a case in point where it's not looking cheap. They are, the distribution's been cut by quite a big chunk. And, it certainly looks like they're reiterating what a tough trading environment is. And, of course, these are the guys that developed the Fourways Mall just north of Johannesburg, which was one of the biggest developments in the Southern Hemisphere at its time. But now pointing out interim dividend falling 41%, the distribution is going to be cut, etc., and to preserve capital in inverted commas. So I think wanted to mention to listeners, you know, this is why we're so careful these property shares with chunky dividends that often the case, these dividends aren't always guaranteed going forward when things turn tough.
Sanlam's operational update, December 2019. The group maintained a solid operational performance in the 10 months to the 31st of October. Moving right along to the next paragraph, which is a lengthy one. Operating conditions remained challenging in South Africa, with no major improvement expected in the country's economic growth in the short to medium term. Why do they leave out long term? The South African equity markets recorded muted growth, and it goes on from there. You're allowed to talk about it because you're part of this company?
Yeah, sure, mate. Like, I'm not a shareholder, but I can talk about it. And once again, another insurance company having a tough time. Like, I don't think the earnings were, this is just a trading update, but they guided recently. And on the back of, we saw Santam's earnings out about a week or so ago as well, which obviously falls part of our group. But not a bad set of numbers. And I think looking for me, certainly that their decision to go north and up into Morocco, the Moroccan insurance company Santam, which they bought, certainly also starting to pay dividends. So it looks like one of the more shrewder moves, I think. Yeah.
Well done to them. MTN, since you've been away, there's been a bit of mucking about in the telecommunications sector of the JSE.
That.
And MTN came out with a statement today. It says here, MTN Group has noted the release of the Competition Commission of South Africa's summary report on the final findings of the Data Services Market Inquiry released on Monday, the 2nd of December, 2 days ago. The detailed report from the Commission is yet to be released. We are currently studying the summary report and will not be able to comment in more detail until we have seen the full document. We are also reviewing the ICASA discussion document released last Friday. And just to finish this up before your comments, we reiterate comments made earlier in the year that MTN South Africa has substantially reduced the effective price of data in South Africa, et cetera, et cetera. But we're being ripped off, is what the report said.
Blah, 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 I was going to add to that. No, exactly.
We respectfully disagree with the analysis, it says right at the end. Of course you do. That's why your share price is where it is.
Exactly, and these data providers they are now. I mean, obviously they've tried to morph themselves more, obviously with voice calls, etc., dropping, and more people moving into data. There's no doubt about it, Lindsay. I mean, we are exorbitantly expensive to even other, even undeveloped countries on the continent. We are, for some reason, we're like this captured audience in South Africa that has to bear the brunt of very, very expensive
data. We're more expensive than Germany, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, France, the United States of America, Australia. We are way more expensive, and you can dress it up as much as you like with the rand and interest rates and inflation rates, etc. We are being ripped off.
we are being ripped off. And they can't. In the past, they used to get away with blaming infrastructure spending and rolling these new 3G and 4G and all the rest of it out. But that's all done now. You can't fall back on that anymore. And if you want, certainly a bugbear with myself and a few of my clients is they talk about wanting to grow their businesses in a tough operating environment in South Africa, but crucial to the new sort of generation and the way the new economies are moving, and even our government speaking quite actively about it, is you've got to have cheap data. That is going to be the new fourth industrial revolution, and we can't be held ransom by the local telecom companies. So I think long overdue. But whether or not the CASA or any of these regulatory bodies have any teeth, time will tell. But it does seem to be a little bit of pressure on these share prices. As I said, I've been away a few days, but they all seem to be a little bit on the back foot at the moment.
Well, I tell you, on the day that it came out, which was, what was it, yesterday or the day before? Anyway, I think 6.8% was the initial move from MTN, but luckily you didn't have to endure that. Discovery went up 4.03% today, I think. And it says here on the Stock Exchange News Service, voluntary announcement, conference call with shareholders and investors. Shareholders are advised that UBS will be hosting a conference call with Group CEO Mr. Adrian Gore for shareholders, investors, and analysts. The call will
UBS, as in the delivery guys.
No, let me start that again. This is to do with Discovery, the Adrian Gore company. Shareholders are advised that UBS will be hosting a conference call with Group CEO Mr. Adrian Gore for shareholders, investors and analysts, never mind broadcasters. The call will elaborate on the SENS announcement dated 28th of November 2019 regarding leadership changes, as well as provide further background to recent announcements relating to director dealings in securities. The share price went shooting up on the back of that, maybe other things as well. What do you make of that? Why are they doing that?
I have absolutely no idea.
3 o'clock this afternoon. What is that?
I mean, he did Mr. Gore not, wasn't there a SENS announcement a couple of days ago? Did he not buy something like 1.2 or 1.3 or even more?
This is what he's saying now. I think this is what he's sort of clarifying why this thing came out a couple of days ago. But he's felt that a large investment bank should host a call, and he's going to tell us why this is happening and why the board has been rejigged.
Yeah, I mean, as far as memory serves me correctly, he did put like one of these sort of some version, it was even a more complicated version of like a zero-cost collar onto his options.
Yes.
But it was a chunky number. I remember it was sort of north of R1 billion. Sure, I mean, I don't know why the share price would go up. Maybe he's just explaining the reasons why. But it took a lot of people took notice of that. Certainly when directors start hedging their bets on their own share price.
Yeah, anyway.
Interesting one.
Voluntary announcement conference call with shareholders and investors came out today at 1:15 South African time. Share price shooting up by 4% today. And talking about that, let's have a look at some of the big numbers on the JSE today when it comes to ups and downs. And we've got a company called Quilter up 5%, Discovery up 4.3% on the close, and South 32 up 3.9%, Kumba Iron Ore up 3.8%, and Capco Capital and Counties a 3.7% winner on the downside. Coronation down 3.9%, strange on a good day for the market. Sibanye down 2.75%. Anglo Gold Ashanti down 2.7%. Italtal down 1%, let's call it 2%. And Hyprop down 1.6%. Of those 10 that I've just read out, anything that you need to embellish on that story?
No, just as I said, the properties, the shares are in focus. But I think they're all rand sensitive. I mean, interest rate sensitive stocks have been strong. I mean, Quilter, obviously, didn't see any news out, but maybe, you know, obviously very UK-focused into that economy. We seem to be Labour government, I would have commented, is nowhere to be seen. Looks like Bojo is going to slam dunk that one. But Nothing that really stood out. But I mean, I'm quite intrigued, Lindsay, just to ask you, actually, I mean, what do you make of this rand strength the last few days?
My position is very simple. It's a bid and offer market, and there is money coming into South Africa for something, and it's being leaked into the market. It's not portfolio flows. It's not short-term portfolio flows, because the bond market and the equity market hasn't done that much over the last week, 10 days. There is a big deal that's gone through. It's billions and billions, and we don't know what it is yet, but the money is coming in, and people are not making
it. It's funny because Yeah, I've been doing sort of the year-end rounds and down in Cape Town at the moment, seeing clients, and that's literally the one question that the more market savvy clients have been asking the last 2 days, like, what is going on with this rand? Like, we understand the interest rate differentials. We get the fact that we, you know, should have cut rates more than likely last time around. How can the rand be so strong? And it's also bucking the trend. I mean, it's
a deal.
Even on the sort of risk-off days, this morning was a real risk-off theme. We had S&P futures were negative for most of the morning until late on in the afternoon session. But the rand was once again the standout EM currency that was firmer. So I tend to agree with you. These things don't move on nothing. And it's definitely some funds coming or something going on.
Yeah, I can understand someone having a bit of a punt. And the market, the rand doing well for 36 or 48 hours or something. But this has been consistent. It's almost someone saying, it's like an iceberg order. I'm going to buy 2 billion rands worth of currency here and there, and then there's more behind it. Something's going on. There's a big deal behind this.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, give us the JSE indices on this closing day.
Yeah, so let's wrap up for the Wednesday. We've got the All Share nicely back above 55,000 to close at 55,022, up at almost 0.99%.
Nice.
And we have, looking at the indexes, specifically we have technology, the big outperformer, 1.52% up. We have financials also firmer with that strong rand you just spoke about, over 1% firmer. Healthcare, 0.82% firmer. Even energy with the stronger rand still squeezing out 0.25% gain. So as far as I can tell, every single index back in the green.
Very good indeed. And just give me the volume there, if you would.
Volume? I do not have the volume, I'm afraid. I'm sitting on my laptop in Cape Town, so I'm going to have to skip that one. Apologies.
Okay, it's probably about 18, 19. And I'll also have to skip my quote of the day because I can't find it. I've only got the 2018 quotes. But all I can say is that there was an amazing viral video that went out on YouTube, and it had those people that we discussed earlier on not giggling so much and not smirking so much, but saying, what on earth has gone on here, this chap? And I just wonder over the next few hours, because of the narcissism of this gentleman, the President of the United States, I just wonder what the fallout will be, because he's going to be tweeting furiously. He doesn't like to be mocked.
No, and as I said, if you believe one of the, I think it was the Bloomberg News or one of the financial channels saying that he was literally scheduled to give a sort of post-NATO meeting, and that was abruptly cancelled, and he stormed off onto Air Force One. So, yes.
Oh, has he left
Europe? He cancelled the meet, the call. Yeah, he was supposed to do a conference afterwards.
Wow.
Through his toys.
What a man. Nick Kunzer, thank you very much. Speaking about men, Nick Kunzer is from Sunland Private Wealth. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.